on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A health expert says government should hold a roundtable discussion on the rising cost of private health care. Minister Aaron Motsoaledi said earlier this week that private services have become an uncontrollable expenditure. He says medical price inflation affects every aspect of the economy, with ordinary citizens left to carry the burden. The minister mentioned that South Africa is one of two countries where patients pay cash for health services. Health expert Angelique Kutsia says it's not entirely unique to South Africa.
If you want services, you are going to pay. If you go into any of the African countries and you also would like to get better healthcare services, you're going to pay for it, because a lot of services are not covered at the standard that maybe you need for your specific disease.
Security has been tightened as guests make their way into Maritzburg's Woodburn Stadium, where King Misuzulu will officially open the legislature under the government of provincial unity.
What we expect from His Majesty, as always, is that it will be a prayer, a call for us to unite, but importantly, a call for us as public representatives to be accountable.
KZN Legislature Speaker Nondumbeko Boyce says they've made preparations for the arrival of some 3,000 guests. Premier Tami Ntuli will deliver his State of the Province address tomorrow.
Concerns that were raised earlier by the royal household, we took them very seriously and we addressed them with SAPS and the Premier. We are glad that government has provided the high-level security that is here. There are checkpoints, but there is a high presence of security personnel.
And there have been calls for a grading system update at the Local Government Bargaining Council to clearly outline procedures when municipalities merge. Some municipal workers at Ray and Konyeni have declared a dispute with management over salary agreements and the job grading process. SAMU members took to the streets this week demanding that the municipality fulfill promises made during last month's discussions. The issue's been dragging on from 2016 after the merger of the Hibiscus and Isinghorweni municipalities. DA's caucus chairperson Leon Gabade says some workers say they haven't received their salaries.
The councillors have not received their money, and neither have the workers, due to the fact that there was a glitch in the payment system. However, the workers will not be receiving their 2 months as part of their settlement. That process has failed. There's a mandate issue regarding signatures. The council legal advice has been that every worker that was on strike needs to sign the agreement. And the workers are of the opinion that if the union signs the agreement, that is enough.
The municipality has apologized to residents for the disruptions to some services, saying agreements with workers are still being finalized. A recap of our lead story, a health expert says government should hold a roundtable discussion on the rising cost of private health care. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.